Hello, I'm Ryan Felsman with a look at the week ahead here in Australia. In the mid-winter lull continues in terms of economic data. We kick off on Monday with the Commonwealth Bank's business sales indicator, a measure of economy-wide spending throughout the economy. And then on Tuesday, we get the weekly update from ANZ and Roy Morgan on consumer confidence. And following that, there is a speech from Reserve Bank official Christopher Kent. And then on Wednesday, we get the Commonwealth Bank's Flash Manufacturing and Services Purchasing Manager Indexes, which will provide an update on activity in both the factory and services sectors. And then on Wednesday, later in the day, we get an update from the Department of Employment on skilled internet job vacancies. Skilled internet job vacancies are down by 5.7% over the year to June, which is the weakest outcome since December 2013, and provides a good leading indicator of jobs growth going forward. And then on Thursday afternoon, the Governor of the Reserve Bank, Philip Lowe, will provide his annual Arnica Foundation luncheon speech. Overseas this week, the key focus will be on the US GDP growth outcome at the end of the week. And before then, we do get an update in the United States on durable goods orders, which is really a leading indicator of US business investment. We have seen durable goods orders down in three of the last 4 months. Markets are expecting a lift of around 0.9% for the current month. And really what we have seen is those issues in terms of Boeing orders on the back of the MAX 737 jet disaster really holding down those durable goods orders of late. But of course, business investment activity has been suppressed on the back of the trade war between the US and China as well. And then, as I mentioned, at the end of the week, we get an update on the June quarter GDP growth number for the United States. Economic growth in the March quarter was 3.1%, but we're expecting a deceleration to take place in the June quarter to just 1.7% on an annualised basis. And of course, US Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's been talking about cross currents buffeting the US economy. Certainly that fiscal stimulus is fading at the same time. And really the trade war is having a downward impact in terms of the business community in terms of certainty around spending. So really what we're expecting to see there is that continued deceleration in US growth take place. And then on the weekend, we get an update on industrial profits out of China. Annual growth as far as industrial profits in China are only up by 1.1%. And of course, the US trade war is having an impact there. And we've seen that reflected as far as business inflation is concerned, with that decelerating to flat levels and really raising concerns about the spectre of deflation in China. So at the same time, we also will get quite a few updates as far as the June quarter earnings season in the United States. In fact, FactSet's predicting that earnings growth will fall by about 3%, the weakest since 2016. And we get the release of earnings from several main companies, such as 3M, Whirlpool, McDonald's, Boeing, Ford, Caterpillar, Tesla, Alphabet, Amazon, and Colgate-Palmolive.